let's come back to our top story this morning. It is that the Secretary of State and the Northern Ireland office have told this programme that David Stirling can release the money to the health service in Northern Ireland. That's me paraphrasing, but it is crystal clear that that's what the NIO mean when they say these decisions fall to the Northern Ireland Civil Service. Naomi Long, the leader of the Alliance Party, is with us to talk about another matter. But Naomi, before we move on, we have to ask you about this, your reaction to what Mr. Brokenshire and the NIO have told this programme.
Well, Stephen, good morning. It actually reinforces what Paula Bradshaw had been told when she had written to the department. She had obviously written to the department originally asking about the possibility of nurses in particular getting the Palmas pay increase that never transpired. And when she wrote to them about that, they said that they obviously were waiting for ministerial direction. She then wrote to the NIO, who said that they did have it within their power to go ahead and make the payments. And I'm glad that that has now been publicly clarified, and hopefully it means that decisions can be made in the short rather than in the long term.
It begs the question, Naomi, why is the head of the civil service not releasing the money? If he's the power to do so, then he clearly has decided not to release the money. Why is that, in your view?
Well, it could be for a whole host of reasons. I mean, obviously, every time the civil service make a decision, it is open to judicial review, and it may be their view that in order to avoid a process of a series of judicial reviews, they simply maintain the position that ministers had beforehand without taking any decisions that would, if you like, come under that kind of pressure.
Just stop there. Just stop there.
Maintain the position.
Stop there 1 second. Who in this country is going to judicially review a 1% pay increases for nurses? Who's going to do that?
Well, perhaps, for example, teachers who feel that their pay increase wasn't paid, other members of the
public. Surely they wouldn't
sector.
Judicially review the health service getting the rise. They would simply ask for a judicial review as to why they weren't getting it too, but they wouldn't stop, would they?
You can only judicially review an act of decision. You can't judicially review a non-decision.
Yes, so no logic would follow that they wouldn't take a judicial review, surely.
No, the logic would be that the only thing they would have to review in terms of the decision-making processes would be decisions that have been taken that they would say were out of line with no decision being taken in their case. Not suggesting for a minute that that's what they would do, but what I'm saying is to say that no one would review it isn't actually clear. That may be the thinking in the civil service. It may be that they don't want to commit future funding because a pay increase isn't a one-off. It's an ongoing payment, and they may not want to make that kind of ongoing commitment.
Or it may be, Naomi, that David Stirling does not think the health service deserves the money.
Well, only David Health Service Stirling, staff. Yes, only David Stirling can answer that. I mean, I'm simply speculating on a number of possibilities as to why they may be reluctant to do that. But, I mean, ultimately the pay increase was agreed by ministers and was meant to be done and then was never actually paid. So this is the particular frustration. This isn't a ministerial decision that we're waiting for. Ministers have previously said this will happen and just simply not had the money to pay it. If the money's there to pay it, and if they feel that they can afford to pay it, which is maybe another consideration they have, then there's nothing obviously stopping them doing that. And that's the point that we have been making to the department, and Paul Bradshaw has been following up on this with a series of correspondences with the department, because what we want to see ultimately is people being, if they're told that they're getting a pay rise, is them getting the pay rise they're told. You don't build morale in the health service. You don't build confidence in the staff, particularly those who are on quite low wages within the health service. You don't build that kind of morale and confidence by promising them one thing and delivering them another.
Okay, well, Michelle O'Neill this morning, since this programme came to her at 9 o'clock, has publicly declared that she's asked Mr. Stirling to pay this money. You're the leader of the Alliance Party. What's your message to him this morning?
Oh, well, my message is exactly as it was when Paula wrote to him a few months ago, which is pay the money. I mean, we were in touch when we had ministers to say pay the money. So, I mean, there's no question. We believe that the nurses are entitled to this pay increase. We believe that nothing should be standing in the way of getting it paid now. And so we would encourage him now to pay that money. He has the authority to do so. We're clear about that from a recent letter that Paula received, and we want the money paid. So it's quite simple, Stephen.
Right. Well, since we came to air today, we put the question again to David Stirling this morning. Why aren't you paying the money? Let's just hear David's response. We're going to keep asking, Mr. Stirling, and asking.